This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ people, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show. You're obviously not hearing Bradley Dean, and he's taking the day off to do some other things that he's got to take care of, and so I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. You guys are getting two shots of me today, those of you who joined me this morning, and we appreciate your support. If you'd like to do so, please check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you want to watch the video portion of the radio show. That's right. You can see the face that's made for radio. Head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down right there on the right. And we are live there if you'd like to join us. That live video feed is also going on my Twitter account at FPPTim. It's also on our Periscope account at Setting Brush Fires. Our Facebook page is Bradley Dean SOL. Our YouTube channel is B Dean Sons of Liberty. We're also on BeforeIt'sNews.com and also on DLive.tv. At the Sons of Liberty. In fact, I forgot to add the link in here, so I'm going to do that real quickly. Sorry, it's live radio, and I had some other things going on. Some of you guys heard what was going on with the double sound as well. You can also check us out at Spreely, Gab, Mewe Minds, and USA.life. At Sons of Liberty or Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to call in at any time, please do so. Oh, we've got somebody calling in. Bob from New York. We'll talk to him in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I'm going to be talking about is President Trump's retweets of the fact that he is the king of Israel and that he's like the second coming of God. And I'm going to show you those of you who are watching, and it'll be in the archive at sonsoflibertymedia.com after the show. Now, these tweets have been out for a while, but now we've had at least on two occasions President Trump himself has said that he is looking for a third term. One of those happened here, I believe it's today, in Nevada. And he said that. But this isn't the first time he said it, and I'll point that out to you as well. But before we get into that, we've got a caller, and Bob is on the line. So let me bring Bob on here. Bob, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hey, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I've been following you, actually, for several years, reading a lot of your articles, and I thought that you were refreshingly honest. And I am a right-wing Zionist Jew. Of course, I define it in biblical terms as opposed to the New World Order Zionist Jews, which is a totally different group of people and totally different philosophy. But many well-meaning Jews and Christians believe that Trump is the king of Israel, and I know you have a biblical basis, and you know how blasphemous that statement is. It's ridiculous.
Sure it is.
from the point of view of the Torah and from the point of view of what Christians call the New Testament. Either way, It's absurd. And also, Trump, I said from the beginning, and this is true across the board generically, the Republicans are more dangerous than the Democrats in America. And in Israel, Bibi Netanyahu is more dangerous than the so-called left wing in Israel, because Trump can do anything he wants. He could sleep with five-year-old girls, and most evangelicals would say he was just babysitting. No matter what he does, they will never condemn him because, number one, they're controlled by emotion, not logic and intelligence. And number two, they don't have integrity. A person who has integrity has certain standards, whether they be biblical or whatever standards he claims he stands upon. And he judges right. people like a baseball umpire judges a pitch across home plate. It's either within the confines of those standards, and it's a strike, or it's outside the confine, it's a ball. But we Absolutely. Don't have umpires anymore. We have little fangirls.
Well, yeah, and that's what a lot of the media have become. And, you know, I think both of the parties are dangerous to us when they do not hold to the standard. You know, Bradley asked me to write a little, I don't know, jingle or whatever for the ad for the morning show. And the one thing that came to mind was we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who's on the straight and narrow. And I think that's, if we stayed on the straight and narrow, which is on under the law, then we could get rid of the right and the left, as they want to call them, because they're right and left usually of the law. They don't want, you know, I used to take that title too. So I'm not bad mouthing people. I'm just saying if we stick with what the law is, and we should be able to unite around that, no matter our ethnicity, no matter our, you know, where we come from in the world, even no matter what the philosophical views or worldviews that we have, we should be able to unite around what the law is, because the law is there to protect us, and it is to punish those who do evil. So I appreciate your call, Bob, and the comments that you had to make. We're going to come up here on a break, but I really do appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, let's do a podcast together.
Well, you get in touch with me and we'll talk about doing that.
How do I do that?
You can hit the contact button on sonsoflibertymedia.com and send a message there and it'll get to me.
Okay, very good. Take care, man.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there goes Bob. All right, we're almost out of time here for the first segment here, and I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Bob. And you know, there are standards that we have, and as at the Sons of Liberty, we've said the standard is ultimately the Bible and the Constitution. And then the Constitution has to amend itself to where it is not in compliance with the Bible. It's got to be in compliance with the Bible. And thus, that's why it was opened up for amendments, which, by the way, we're going to make reference to one of those amendments in this episode. So you want to stay tuned for that. Now, with that said, there are some people who are probably in the chat room who would say, "Oh, Tim, you know, Donald Trump is, he's hyperbolic, right? I mean, everything is the best, the greatest in history. I wish I could do the voice that he does of everything. Anything he touches turns to gold." But folks, that does not resonate here when it comes to holding the standard up, okay? And we're going to do that here when we come back on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And we're going to get right into this. I'm watching some of the chat that's going on, and it's kind of interesting. You know, there. And when I say this, in all honesty, I know there are some people who support Donald Trump, but they also can see where he goes and he acts unconstitutionally too, or when he speaks out about things that we're talking about now, they reject that. But there are other people who will defend what he's tweeted. They will defend his push to have a third term. I wish I could play the videos for you guys, so I'm going to put them in the archive so you can hear him say it with his own mouth, the stuff about the third term, and we're going to deal with that in just a moment. But because of the way things are set up with GCN right now, I can't do that. So we're going to probably try to work that out to where we can play them like we do on the morning show. In any case, for those of you who are doubters about what I say, this is from August of last year. You go, August of last year, the fact that it is still up is a testament to the fact that he goes right along with this. Okay? So here's the tweet for those of you who are watching. He says, thank you to Mr. Wayne Allen Root for the very nice words. The very nice words. Quote, President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just America. He's the best president for Israel in the history of the world, and the Jewish people in Israel love him. Like, he's the king of Israel. They love him like he is the second coming of God. But American Jews don't know him or like him. I guess that would be Bob who called in. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense, but that's okay if he keeps doing what he's doing. He is good for, and then he continued it in another tweet, all Jews, blacks, gays, everyone, and importantly, he's good for everyone in America who wants a job. And Trump's response to that is not, whoa, 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 you just stepped way over the line here. He just said, wow, wow. You know, that was the greatest thing that you could say about me. I accept that. No, friends, that is blasphemy. I mean, you just, That rivals anything that Barack Obama has said. And yes, I wrote about that too. I was dealing with a friend of a Facebook friend last night about that. And one of the things I pointed him to was an old article I did on Barack Obama. And the fact that over here in Charlotte, when the DNC was over here in Charlotte, North Carolina, they had people out there selling Obama 316 calendars. And there were these images that portrayed Obama as the Messiah, just like some of these people are doing with Trump. I mean, this one was just incredible. I just can't even, almost believe it's real, just to tell you the truth. Okay? But it has Donald Trump hanging on a cross, nailed up. You know, when Obama did it, he just had a crown of thorns and he was kind of hanging on some curtains there at the White House, right? That was the thing. He's actually naked and nailed to a cross with an American flag wrapped around his privates. Melania's down at the foot of the cross like she's Mary. Nancy Pelosi is there with her spear like she's the Roman soldiers, you know, spearing him in the side. I mean, it is utter blasphemy, and it is utter it's an affront to God. I mean, this, you're talking about daring God's justice here? This is what it is. Now, at least there are several people who called him out on this, okay? Unfortunately, somebody like Amy Mech, who often puts out some good information on certain things, said Jews across America continue to celebrate and give thanks to President Trump. They're not going to correct him. They're not going to correct him at all. They're going to sit here and go on this, he's protecting Jews in America across the world. Well, it's not really his job to do. His job is for Americans. But there was one guy, I thought, that called it out very well, because a lot of evangelicals have just latched on, and they're going to latch on no matter what. And no, I'm not trying to get you to vote for Biden or anything like that. That's not what the issue is. Here's what he said. The Trump presidency was not God's plan. If anything, he was God's test and evangelical Christians fail. Well, part of that's true. The Trump presidency is part of God's plan, or it would have never come about. That's what we call God's decrees, and it happens in his providence. So it God did purpose it, or it didn't have any purpose at all. But it is a test for the American church, and that is, are you going to follow God or are you going to follow a man? Huh? What are you going to do? Because that's really the test here. Now, when you also come over into the book of Deuteronomy, most people are familiar with when a false prophet comes in. That prophet will tell you something, and God says, if it doesn't come to pass, I'm paraphrasing, you have a rock party with that person. You stone them with stones until they're dead. Okay? But most people don't know about the other false prophet that God talks about. That false prophet comes in, and whatever he says, if it comes to pass, you don't fear him either. Because he's leading you, and the idea is he's leading you after a God you have not known. The Yahweh of the Old Testament, the covenant-keeping God. Okay? That's, if he's not leading you after him, he's leading you after another God. You're not to fear him either. So, with that said, let's ask a couple of questions. Bob made mention of this when he was making his comments to me on the phone. And by the way, you're welcome to do that as well, 1-866-582-9933. And you may not have colorful, lofty things to say about me, and that's fine too. We'll take your call as well. Here's what Scripture says, and there are a ton of Scriptures on this, okay, that build upon one another when they're talking about the one who is to come, who is King of Israel, the Lord Jesus Christ. They build up in that in the Old Testament, and then it plays itself out in the New. Numbers 24:17 says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob. A scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall crush through the forehead of Moab and tear down all the sons of Sheth. This is talking about the Christ. Numbers 24:19. One from Jacob shall have dominion and will destroy the remnant from the city. In Micah 5:2 we read, but as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will come forth to me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Matthew 2:6, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, or Rabbi, that's how you pronounce it, John 1:49, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. I'm sorry, Mr. Root. I'm sorry, President Trump. You are not the King of Israel. There is one King, and that's King Jesus. And our forefathers knew that. They said, there is no King but Jesus. That's it. So if you got a problem with that, you got a problem with God, you got a problem with His Word. You know that book that you held up, Mr. President? As though you had actually read any of it. I don't know that you have. But if you had, you would have known this. And you would not have been so foolish to have retweeted that with a wow in the end without actually responding to it. In John 12:13, we also have, they took the branches of the palm trees and they went out to meet him. You remember this is as he's going into the Passion Week there. And begin to shout, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Mark 15:32. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross. Even those who were mocking him acknowledged that that's what he was referred to as, the King of Israel. Now come down from the cross so that we may see and believe. They weren't going to believe. Didn't matter what he did. I mean, he could have knocked them all back, right? Which he did the night before. Knocked them on their backs by just speaking to them. And they didn't believe. We have Luke 23:37, and they were also saying, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Matthew 2:2, you remember when the guys came, the wise men who were looking for Jesus, they came from the east, and they were looking for the one who was born King of the Jews. What did they say? Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. I mean, I can go on and on. Matthew 27:11. Are you the King of the Jews? And Jesus said to him, it is as you say. Matthew 27:29. Even in their mocking, they're confirming the truth. After twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they knelt down before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. Guys, there is one King of Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ. It is not President Trump. Not by a long shot. And we're going to get to what that can actually cost a man for claiming such a thing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves updates the trajectory of what is now Hurricane Sally, saying the storm has slowed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
The projection of the course of the storm has ticked to the east, which would have landfall of a high Category 1 hurricane.
The governor continues,
it has slowed considerably from approximately moving at 12 miles an hour to closer to 8 miles an hour.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Americans are suffering because President Trump has no national strategy to combat climate change.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common.
USA Radio News. Pfizer's chief executive officer is taking an optimistic tone regarding whether a coronavirus vaccine will be effective by the end of the year. He thinks it can be even sooner.
I don't know if they have to wait until 2021, because as I said, our studies, we have a good chance that we will know if the product works by the end of October. And then, of course, it is regulators' job to issue license or not.
Albert Bourla speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Vice President Mike Pence is bringing the Trump administration's law and order message to Janesville, Wisconsin.
4 more years means more support for our police.
The vice president telling supporters the administration will always support law enforcement and won't ever defund the police. Pence also saying Democratic nominee Joe Biden would be bad for law and order.
The truth is, Joe Biden would double down on all the policies that have led to violence in America's cities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
All right, welcome back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. And again, if you're joining us mid-show here, obviously I'm not Bradley Dean. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at Sons of Liberty Media.com. Glad that you guys are with us. And I was trying to find out. We've got another caller on the line, and I don't know if it says just listening and there's no name, but I'm just going to check and see what's going on. Caller, are you there?
I'm just listening, Tim.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I'll put you back on hold, man. Thank you. All right, we'll put him back on hold. It said just listening, but I wasn't sure, so I sent a message there to GCN, and the guys, I guess they didn't see that or whatever. Let me address a couple of things before I move on in this. Now, there's some guys in the chat room. Edward Guerrera, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correct. I'm not meaning to insult you by my mispronunciation. Ed, you're welcome to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Correct me if I'm wrong, but here's what Ed says. Trump just shared what someone from Israel had said, and as usual, it's taken out of context because it suits the left's agenda. Well, Ed, I don't have a left's agenda, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is I don't know how I took it out of context. I took it right off his Twitter thing, his Twitter feed. You saw it if you were paying attention. And there's no taking it out of context. Several people agree. And then it's kind of interesting. Somebody else has said in the chat, I agree with you. This guy needs to not make assumptions and stick to the facts. Well, I just read the facts here, Wayne. Rogers, you're welcome to call in too. 1-866-582-9933. Set me straight if that's what. What's the facts here? Because I'll pull it up and I'll let you tell us what the facts are and are not and what I left out of any of these tweets. Okay? And Wayne says, I could be a false prophet. Okay. You know what? If I give you the word of God and you say I could be a false prophet because I give it to you in the context, that's a dangerous place for you to be. I mean, it really is. But if I'm a false prophet, then as the Bible says, let every man be a liar and God tell the truth. All I gave you is what the scripture says. Right? Now, why is this dangerous? Why is it dangerous? I mean, any Christian that I know If somebody said this about them, they would be like, whoa, slow your roll here. You need to back that up and you need to repent for saying such things. Okay? Any Christian I know would do that. I know I would do it if somebody said that about me. In fact, it would cause me to fear greatly if things were said like that about me. And there's no way I'm retweeting them. There's just no way I'm doing that. But let me give you an example from Scripture about somebody who did something very similar, except he went on and continued to promote it with his own mouth. Okay? He didn't correct the people for it. From Acts chapter 12, you guys remember Herod? Verse 20 in chapter 12 of Acts says, "And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace." That sounds interesting too. "Because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them." Means he spoke to them. "And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied." Now pay attention to that. This is God sending his angel to smite a king who just took and basked in the praise that he was not a man, he was not a creature, but a God. Now I'm going to tell you, I don't see any difference in that and what Donald Trump just did. Because all Donald Trump says was, wow. And we've seen Donald Trump. I'm the chosen one, and he looks up to heaven. There are other things that I could show you here as well in getting to this before I get to the calling on and speaking about a third term. Okay? Let's go to the Jerusalem Post. And this is about the tweet itself. Sarah, you really need to repent. Trump is our only hope. Where's Jesus Christ in your life? Where's Jesus Christ in this nation? The reason that you look to a man as our only hope is because you've taken your eyes off of the Creator. Okay? You really need to repent. You really do. And no, I'm not apologizing for saying that. You really do. You need to straighten that out. So they're writing about this, and even the Jerusalem Post wrote, "Faculty theology aside," I think they meant faulty theology aside, "this was a novel event, even for Trump, our most narcissistic of presidents. Granted, Americans have had a tendency to think highly of our chief executives and have, in our civil religion, deified a few, thinking the famous painting of the apotheosis, hope I said that right, of Washington in the Capitol building, or the Jesus imagery associated with Lincoln's death. But the idea of Trump as the messianic king of Israel goes far beyond what we normally expect of American civil religion." I don't even think of it as a civil religion. I think of it as we submit ourselves to King Jesus and nobody else. That's it, period. Okay? "It is, one might say, a new Jewish and Christian heresy, even for the quote-unquote chosen one," which Donald Trump says he was, or says he is. Now, there's more here. I'll have this link, and you can read this as well. But then it goes further. There is a recording where you've got some guys talking about the Jewish gematria, numerology, all right? And they add up Trump's name to be 424. This is out of the Times of Israel. And there's a recording of these guys talking about the fact that Donald Trump is the Messiah. Okay? Now, this should not surprise people, because when we look to the state of Israel today, it is not the biblical Israel. I know some people think that. They think, oh, you know, this is a biblically prophetic thing. Let me tell you something. When you go over there and you look, Christian, you pull up their Supreme Court building. You see the cross that they walk across. They stomp on with their feet as they walk down the steps. You look at the pyramid, the same kind of pyramid that's on the back of your $1 bill, the same one that's used in the New World Order symbols. You listen to what they say about the Christ. It rivals anything you'll see of the Pharisees of the day saying about the Lord Jesus. It is occultic. It is demonic. It is Antichrist. It is the spirit of Antichrist, 1st and 2nd John tells us. They reject the Messiah. Now they're talking like Donald Trump is the Messiah. Because numbers of his name. And according to the Times of Israel, we see near the end of the 80-minute cell phone recording of the dinner that was here, where Trump was a part of it, reported to have been attended by donors to the America First Action Super PAC, Parnas presents to Trump what he says is a gift from the, quote, the head rabbi of Ukraine and some rabbis in Israel. He explains that according to Jewish numerology known as Gematria, the letters in Trump's name add up to 424, which is the same total as the Messiah. The gift, which apparently refers to the numerology, cannot be seen on the recording, so it's not clear what it is. It's like a miracle, Fruman is heard telling Trump on the recording. Parnas goes on to explain that the Messiah is the, quote, the person that has come to save the world. So it's like, you're the savior of the Ukraine, end quote. When it is clear that Trump does not understand the significance of the numerology or the Messiah, Parnas tells him to ask his Jewish son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who, by the way, he and Ivanka are part of the occultic Judaism known as Chabad, C-H-A-B-A-D. And if you didn't catch some of what was leading up in that, go back and find our archives where we had Victor Poirier on. Hopefully we're going to bring him back very soon in the morning shows. We talked about this. We talked about this very thing. By the way, Jared Kushner's in charge of doing what? He's running that whole, you know, track and trace system. That was turned over to him by Trump, by the way, just so you know. And he said, Kushner's going to explain this to you, Trump. He'll sort this out for you. You just go along with your occultic Jew son-in-law, and he'll tell you. Okay? Now, to add this on, and then we're going to hit this thing on the news that come out today, because to me it's a lot more simple to deal with than this other stuff. There's a small paper is put out, and I'm going to put it on the archives of the show at sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a bit after the show. But do you guys know what's in Donald Trump's penthouse apartment in New York? If you don't, you'll be surprised to see some of the imagery that's in his penthouse. Lots of it is basically it's like a temple to Apollos, the sun god. These kinds of images right here are in there. This is above his fireplace. Okay? This is in his ceiling. And here's the picture. Here's the imagery in the house here. I don't see any of Deuteronomy 6 here. I don't see the Word of God put on the doorpost of the house. I don't see it being written anywhere. Bible's not in view. Any of that stuff. And so when I'm presenting this to you, I'm simply saying, you have the spirit of Antichrist. And it's a sad thing when even Christians, professed Christians, don't even recognize the spirit of Antichrist in the White House. It's just as prevalent with Donald Trump, maybe even more than it was with Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sivaraman. Other side, we'll be back with final segment, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on travel, heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back. Final segment here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and appreciate your support and having to drop some things in the chat. No, friends, Donald Trump is not the most pro-life president. He really isn't. He's funded Planned Parenthood in the states more than any other administration in history, and that's Planned Parenthood's own report. In fact, I was pulling this up. Got to move some stuff around down here on the screens. And I've showed this time and time again because we've reported on it. This was from fiscal year 2018 to 2019. Okay? And then I'm going to touch on this other. But just so you know, this is Planned Parenthood's own report. And what did they do? Well, let's break it down. This is the abortion services they performed with your tax dollars, signed into law as a spending bill. It's unconstitutional, but signed into law by Donald Trump. Let me remind you, he has not vetoed not one bill that's come from the Democrats, as you put it. He's not voted. He's pushing their agenda. He's signing every one of their bills, including this one that funded more money, $616.8 million from taxpayers in the last fiscal year. That was in 2018-2019. You say, oh, well, that's changed. Nope, here it is. This is this year, August the 13th. Planned Parenthood continues to get more than $600 million of your money signed by Donald Trump, promoted by Congress and the Senate, and nobody is calling it out. You think it's the most pro-life president. Are you that blind? Really, are you that blind? I don't know what to say to people who continue to believe the lie that's being perpetrated by this administration. and by the conservative talking heads who want to do this too. I had to take on Wayne Grudem last night, professor of theology, and what he wrote about good 30 good things that Donald Trump, he didn't mention the stuff that pretty much emasculated almost all 30 of them. Some of them were good. Some of them were actually good. And I said that. I tried to be fair with it. As Bob said when he called in earlier, I try to be fair with him. Let me hit this last thing, though. I don't want to get wrapped up in that. I've done that before on this stuff here. But just so you know, guys, and I put it in the chat room on Facebook to Judith, I think, who had said that. So we've got Trump coming out. And some people say, oh, he put that tweet out to get the fake news going, and he got it. Really? Is that what you're still going on about? You're still buying the lie? It just amazes me that people will not see what's in front. Now, I can tell you this, and let me go back here. I can tell you this. If it were Barack Hussein Obama, you guys who are defending the tweets, if that were Barack Hussein Obama's Satoris Abarca and he put that out there, would you defend it or would you say, no, he really meant that? Oh, he's the Antichrist. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. He needs to be in jail. He needs all this other stuff. Is that how you would respond to it? Well, no, but we know Trump. All right. Here's what we got from Forbes. During a rally in Minden, Nevada, Trump predicted he would win re-election and carry Nevada. By the way, let me just say this. Those of you who will leave comments for me and say, Tim, Trump's going to win in November. Okay, and your point is? I've said all along, I don't see a problem with him defeating Joe Biden. I mean, if you can't beat Joe Biden, not like it's saying much. But Bradley has been right on in saying this is what they've put up to drive the support to Donald Trump. They are playing people like you wouldn't believe. You think they're at odds with one another, but they're not. This is what I said about him signing every one of the Democrats' bills. When he told you he was going to fight for you and he was going to shut down the government, he shut it down for what, 2 weeks? And then he just fell over and said, oh, I had to do it because of the military and national security. Fund the murder of unborn Americans. I had to do it because it was politically expedient for me. Come on, guys. We do not elect people to be politically expedient or to gain re-election. We elect them to uphold the law that protects our liberties. And nothing more. I don't want Washington, I don't even want my state or my local governments to do things where they think it's going to keep me safe. Like, I got to wear a mask, I got to stay in the house, I can't go here, I can't go there. I don't want that. We never authorized them to do any of that. But here's the thing. And again, this is several reports today. I've got the videos here, but I can play them, but nobody's going to hear them due to the sound issues that we have, which we're going to try to sort out. But sometimes there's a time issue for me on that. After that, Trump said, we'll negotiate after he wins in 2016 or 2018, or 2020, this year, sorry. After that, we'll negotiate, asserting that he's probably entitled to another four after that based on the way we were treated. Now, look, let's be fair to Donald Trump. It's possible that he's saying this sort of in a joking manner, okay? It's possible that he's saying that. I'm going to leave that out there. Because he thinks, oh, my first term was ruined with... And look, there's no doubt the Democrats did some goofy stuff. Okay? And on the issue of, you know, the Russiagate and the stuff that they wanted to charge him with, they didn't bring things where he actually broke the Constitution, where he violated the Constitution. You know, like, I don't know, is DOJ trying to bribe states into pushing red flag laws, which violate nearly all of the Bill of Rights? They didn't bring up the two times that he lobbed millions of dollars worth of missiles into Syria without congressional approval, when there was no evidence to engage them at all. They didn't bring up stuff like that. And I could name other things that were done too, that they could have brought him up for impeachment on in violation of the Constitution. They didn't do that. You know why? Because that was part of their agenda too. And they don't want to draw attention to that. Okay? That's right, Ron. Everybody does have opinions. The problem is, I'm not pointing you to opinion. First, I pointed you to the Bible to deal with his tweets. And now I'm going to point to the Constitution to deal with this. That's not opinion, bro. That's law. That's law. Okay. Yes, he was impeached. He just wasn't convicted, Loxie. Thank you for making that point. I appreciate that. What we see here from Forbes is the comments echo ones Trump made during a rally in Wisconsin. I've got that video, too, in August, in which he stated he would win four more years and go for another 4 years because they, quote unquote, spied on my campaign. By the way, folks, all you people, you know, you got so upset that they spied on his campaign. And it should make you mad that they were spying on a presidential candidate, a citizen. Why aren't you just as hopping mad that this administration is spying on you, just like the previous one? Huh? Why are you not just as mad? What's wrong with you that you aren't thinking this through? I'll tell you something. The Constitution, and again, this isn't my opinion, just like the Scriptures aren't my opinion. I agree. Everybody's got an opinion. I'll tell you when it's my opinion. Okay? But the Constitution is very clear. The 22nd Amendment says in Section 1, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. And that's for 4-year terms. And no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of president more than once. In other words, you come in, somebody like a Kennedy gets assassinated, your vice president comes in, he takes over. Okay, you get to do this if this is the span of time that you served. If you've been in there over more than 2 years, you can only go one more term. If it's less than that, obviously this wouldn't apply. But this article shall not apply to any person holding the office of president when this article was proposed by Congress, and shall not prevent any person who may be holding the office of president or acting as president during the term within which this article becomes operative from holding the office of president or acting as president during the remainder of such term. And in Section 2, it says, this article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states within 7 years from the date of its submission to the states by the Congress. Now, the point is this. This is the law. And to even, I mean, I get it. They're joking about the thing, if that's what the case is. But I would not put it past somebody who thinks he's the most loved president of all time. He's the most, he's the biggest, he's the hugest, he's the grandest, he's the greatest, he's the chosen, he's all these things. I mean, listen to him. He never is questioning anything that his administration has done as being wrong, problematic, unlawful, any of that stuff. And he defends it. He defends that. You know, President Trump, I don't even know if you ever listen here. I doubt you do. But if you do, there's a command for you. It's the same one as for me. It's the same one for all you people out in GCN. It's the same one for all you in the chat room. It is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved from your sins. Guys, thank you for joining me. 6 a.m. we'll be with you. Sons of Liberty morning show. Talk to you then. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.